All right. What's up, F3 Boise? This is the Stuff Worth Sharing podcast. Welcome back. My name is Garrett Marsall, 37, Cortana.
James Whitman, 41, Hooch.
And Tyler Giller, 32, Doodle.
Well, this is sadly, for now, as Hooch would say, this is Doodle's last show with us.
For now.
Yeah.
So let's get one of the...
Yeah, sad. Sad. Oh. That's the wrong... Sad noises.
I can't get the buttons right.
Oh, I'll make the sound. Whatever.
There it is.
There we go.
I can't talk with your buttons at the same time. So yes, this will be Doodle's last show for now, live, in person.
Who cries first? Me?
Me.
What's the over-under? I don't know.
Take your bets out there, folks. Play along with us at home.
Joke's on y'all. I've been crying all week. We went and hiked Table Rock for the last time. Last night, because it was our anniversary, and so we're like, let's go do something fun. We hiked Table Rock, and I was like, just standing up there being like, oh, man, I'm going to miss this.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things I'm going to miss, and I'm going to miss doing this with you guys. This has been an absolute treat.
Well, this wouldn't have launched without you. So, thank you for sharing your inspiration, the leadership, the initiative to make this happen, and we're going to carry it on in the future, and you know, make it worth sharing.
Are you guys accepting applications for your third?
Yeah, send your audition tapes.
That's right. Yeah.
See if they have you make sure you have a voice for radio, you know.
I think it's a face for radio.
Yeah, they all got faces for radio.
I know I did the video announcement for the crawfish boil at Moxie Java, and Hooch's comment was, I'm so glad we're not on camera.
Everybody else is too, man. We'd half our viewership.
I love that though. That format of doing that announcement from like Moxie Java with the camera. I thought it was great.
We were talking about maybe making that kind of a every other month kind of thing, just having someone there live from Moxie Java.
I like it. That's sweet.
That's pretty slick, man.
The possibilities are endless.
They are. They really are.
All right. So for those of you keeping track at home, today is May 22nd. It's been about a month since we last came to you over the airwaves here. So a few things have happened. We got a lot more things that are coming up. But before we dive into that, guys, what's been worth sharing in your lives for this last month or so?
Oh, I'm going to leave out all the parts about leaving and whatnot. We're just going to go straight to the funny, fun stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We'll get you at the end. Don't worry.
I've been out traveling a lot, so I've had limited opportunity to get out in the gloom with you guys. But I feel like the past couple days or that times we've made it out has been, I don't know, the cafeteria's been on point lately. Yeah. It's been, the mumble chatter's been good. Like, it's great seeing some of our FNGs coming in and getting comfortable with the group and letting them rip. I mean, you had to be at Backyard the other day to hear the million-dollar question, which we won't get into here.
My answer is yes.
If you see Flea fly out in the gloom, ask him. And then Tater letting it rip out at Interceptor, and we had a nice little faux pas from Guarantee. It's always funny when you see a guy who's cued before, he knows how to cue, and then just brain farts. Just loses it, and then Tater is full of good quotes this morning. He's like, you just had to do something, but you did nothing. And I don't know, you probably had to be there for it, but I enjoy seeing the guys out after being gone for 2 weeks and then roll right back in and have all the laughs in the morning. It's been awesome.
Oh, my go-to when a guy just kind of falls apart in the middle of the queue and just has that brain lock. It's like, man, I remember my first queue.
But then they get all self-conscious and
it's great.
It falls apart.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, we are moving into the season of parking lot coffee, and that just takes cafeteria to the next level where you can keep it right there on site. You don't lose the people that you always lose when you go to an alternate location for coffee. So if your AO is not doing parking lot coffee, or that's not part of the culture or not part of what you've started doing, guys, it's time to start getting on it.
Yeah.
Right. AOQs, if you've got a second FQ or you want to move somebody in that spot for that fellowship portion, man, start putting together a list, you know, look at a dude and say, hey, you got a coffee pot at home? Congratulations. You're brewing coffee for our next beat down. You're going to bring it out. So tell everybody, bring mugs. It's a great time, guys. It's a great time.
Yeah, it is.
BYOM Club. Bring your own mug.
Yeah. Si, senor.
Yeah, so this week with Memorial Day coming up, I get a little nostalgic because when I was a kid, Memorial Day is when we would celebrate my dad's parents' birthdays together. So they were born within a week of each other. And every year we'd celebrate Grandma and Grandpa's birthday, and it was like a big barbecue. And just thinking this morning of my grandpa when he had a big, you know, Weber kettle grill, and he would always burn the hamburgers, always just crispy charcoal. or if he wasn't burning them, he'd lose them between the slats. So it was just thinking this week of how grateful I was to have those memories and the legacy that my grandparents left me. So it's been, I always get a little nostalgic around this time of year.
Very good. So. Very good. Man, it's been a month of being able to get out in the yard with my family and my wife, you know, creating some spaces that we want to be in, beautifying the yard. And like, I hate yard farming.
Yard farming?
Yard farming. You know, making sure your grass is as green as your neighbor's, pulling weeds. Yard farming.
Got it. Okay.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
But the outcomes this year with the great efforts of my wife, it's been really nice. I guess kind of on a more down note, a dude like eight doors down the street, right next to this park where my kid runs off and plays almost every day after school, dude got picked up, arrested, 10 counts, felony possession of child exploitative material.
Oh,
so dang. So that's been on my mind for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
About half of the Meridian PD was down there picking him up and collecting evidence. And
jeez.
So I sat down with the kids and had more talks about, you know, stranger danger and what's good and what's bad and when they need to come talk to us. And so, dudes, and I know that we live in this nice insulated bubble and it feels like, you know, none of that stuff can ever touch us. But guys, it's around the corner. It's down the street. And I don't want to kill any moods or set bad precedent, but you know, you gotta talk to your kids and make sure that they're safe and pay attention to who's around. So
it's out there.
The dad in the family makes a huge difference.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Those kind of people, typically they won't target a kid that's got an active dad, in the family and in the picture. I've heard that from, you know, interviews from offenders on the back end and talking about that. That was the biggest determination, them picking a victim, was dad in the picture or not.
Yeah.
So be active, be in the picture, know where your kids are, know where they're headed, give them the tools that they can go out and have that freedom and push those boundaries and be out there, but make sure that they got what they need to stay safe. So
that's a good word.
It's unfortunately, it's worth sharing. It's not great. Maybe next week I'll have something more happy-go-lucky.
No, not everything's rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah.
Truth. So we've had a month. Hey, we've been talking about CSOP for like the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we have. That's
right. And we get to talk about it one more time.
One more time.
Well, Doodle, how did it go?
I mean, it was successful. It hurt a lot. There's a lot. I don't know how many things we do, and in the after action reviews, it hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But when I set this up and put the challenge out to some guys back in like December, I think, I was going to be happy if we got like 5 people to do it. We had 21 people show up to go out there and knock it out. And it was a blast. And the energy that everybody brought was fantastic. Different points of the night, different people carried, different people. Blowout is an incredible rucker. Just rolled out there, set the pace, and held that pace until the end.
Yeah, Moab and Blowout leading the pack out there.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
I still maintain he was cheating. Performance-enhancing substances.
I mean, they got the job done, though.
Yeah, certainly did.
Performance enhanced.
No, it was cool. I mean, the first, I don't know, 2 hours was beautiful walking along the canyon out there. We had the awesome aid station that Rampage set up out there at the coffee shop, picked up Flea Fly. Overnight, did not stay overnight. He dropped off somewhere in the middle of Boise. It was awesome. And we got the half teddy. I think in the future, we're just going to do point to point because it was so demoralizing to get to our end point and then be like, guys, we have 4 more miles.
Some of us did point to point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some of us went and did an additional 4, and getting back, I was like, that was not worth the extra 4 miles.
Some of us went and slept in their truck.
Yeah.
Or car.
I should have joined you. If it wasn't for Blowout and his performance enhancement, I may not have gotten back up and followed them.
Well, we ended early.
We did.
Yeah, we got there at 04:30.
We could have
an hour and a half before our actual target when the beatdown was supposed to start. Yeah. And dear Lord, was it cold. Yeah. You got that ruck off and that sweat hit and that moist air down by the river. And oh man, it just stole all the heat out of my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we could have taken a couple extra breaks, a couple longer breaks in there. But hey, you live, you learn, and hopefully the next person that decides to do it does it better than I did.
No, I mean, from someone who was the sixth, probably, a third of the night, I think it went off without a hitch. You know, everyone was, Sushi was gracious enough to carry me along. We had Sheets out there and Strings out there, Strings with his stroller, kind of offloading heat. He was carrying my ruck for part of it, too. Well,
you were also carrying twice as much weight as the rest of us.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How much was your ruck?
I missed the part where the weight plate was optional.
Okay. Not optional.
It was bring whatever weight you want. And I'm like, oh, well, surely 30 pounds plus everything else that I need.
How many liters of water?
Probably closer to 5.
I weighed my ruck before we started. It was 35 pounds exactly wet. So snackies, water.
Oh, yeah. I had to have been double that.
Yeah.
Easily. I'm not bragging. I'm saying that was a foolish
thing. Only getting lighter should go downhill.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the idea.
Oh, man. But overall, it was a great time. I love doing things overnight. I think it's, it puts you in a bubble almost. As it's so quiet out. There's no other distractions. It's just you, the guys around you, and what you're doing. And let's be honest, guys just want to stay up all night with their friends and drink, eat junk food, right?
That's good.
Like, that's it.
It's a good time.
That took me back to being like a kid again, just eating gummy bears and hanging out all night.
Yeah, that was a great ruck. Guys, don't hear what I'm not saying. There were parts of that were miserable. Like, my feet were killing me by the time we rolled in there and we got done. Everything else was okay. Man, my feet were just, my dogs were barking. When we do this again, and we will, invest in it. Come out. Try it. It's a good time, all right? Completely stupid and utterly pointless, and it really isn't. You're going to get closer to guys. You're going to learn things about dudes that you never knew before. You're going to learn things about yourself that you wouldn't know unless you put yourself under that stress and do something that's a little bit past what you know you can accomplish comfortably. Because I'm going to tell you, life ain't about being comfortable. We're going to have some of those conversations a little bit later in this pod about how that impacts us and how that really puts those waypoints through your life. Where are those points of pain, and are you prepared to actually encounter those when they inevitably come your way? And you do that by voluntarily exposing yourself to difficult things. And I think it's one of the great things that F3 does. Yeah. So next time you hear CSOP being talked about,
sign up.
Do it. You guys who are on the fence, you've never been to a grow ruck,
sign up.
Get out there. I'll be in Washington when that happens, but I'm going to be on the other side of the water. It's my dad's birthday. So I'm going to be with family. I'll be thinking about you guys.
Yeah. And there's tons of people that have been either through a CSOP or multiple CSOPs or multiple grow rucks, plenty of people that will come alongside you and show you how to do it and, work with you and train with you. Plenty of resources for you not to sit out and take advantage of it. So
very good.
So sign up.
Sign up.
All right. We also had Food Bank kicked off almost without a hitch. We had a close to the event dropout, and then Freighter got on there in his typical fashion, badgered, and got his full crew together, and they went out there and crushed it, as always, again. Did he set records again, or did we fall short of setting records? Every time.
No, yeah, it was definitely a record set.
Breaking records all the time. So, Freighter, I know you're not listening to this, but somebody will tell you that you're an absolute him, and we love you, and thanks for pushing, man. Don't let those donuts weigh you down, brother.
Oh, man.
So now we got upcoming.
Yeah, what's coming up?
Well, I mean, we're in the midst of our 5 days of May.
Yeah.
We got tomorrow out at Goose Dynasty running the Chapman.
So what is 5 days of May? I know we're in the middle of it, and maybe somebody's hearing this tonight or tomorrow morning. They can still participate in that through the weekend, through Memorial Day. So give them the breakdown. What's 5 days of May? What are we honoring?
So 5 days of May is we pick the 5 days prior to Memorial Day, and including Memorial Day and the days before, we do 5 days of memorial beatdowns to honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the country. And we do it over a longer period. I really like what we did this year, where the first day was really highlighting and educating and talking about this is what Memorial Day is, this is why we do it, and this is how we as F3, the men of F3, and doing what we do are going to have remembrance, right? And then so each day we run a hero workout. So the first day was Decoration Day. There we go. Decoration Day. That was a workout that Tater put together in honor of it. If you go look at the Backyard Backblast for that one. And then today out at Bernie Fisher, we did the Bernie Fisher workout. I think that was one that was put together by Kraken to honor Bernie Fisher, the Medal of Honor recipient, which the park that we meet at, AO Interceptor, is named after. And then tomorrow out at Goose Dynasty, we're running the Chapman running. Is intentional. A lot of running in that one. Come out. And then Saturday, which one are we running Saturday? I'm drawing a blank here.
Saturday, yeah, I should know this too.
Yeah, this is what we could consult the Slacks for.
Prepared for everything, but that one.
It's going to get you eventually.
I mean, if you keep talking, you're going to find something that you don't know.
Oh, we're going to scroll and scroll.
Saturday is Robbie Miller at Tower.
All right.
And then on Monday out at Interceptor game, we're going to be running Murph, followed by the Crawfish Boil.
Yeah, so Crawfish Boil is the fourth annual Ramsey is hosting. So it is at Ramsey's house. This year there is a sign-up sheet for items that we're going to need for the boil itself and just for logistics, things like tables and easy ups and coolers and so check the sign-up sheet if you can. But it's also a potluck. So bring a meal to share, whether it's a main dish or a side. Just bring something to munch on. And come on down to Ramsey's house. The address and the flyer is posted a bunch of places in Slack.
Come out to Backyard and you'll find us. You can't miss us if you park it at Backyard.
I'm super bummed to miss it this year. I went to it. It was like my first introduction to F3. I went to F3. I was working out. But this is my first second F event for being F3. I joined in April, and so bringing the family and everything out to the Crawfish Boil was one. It was my wife got to see. Okay, there are people you work out with in the morning, and two, getting to see people's faces in the daylight. That will shake you. All right.
Oh, you're finding out what a man's forehead and what his hair situation is after a long winter. It's pretty good.
Oh yeah,
man, it's funny. Well, so you have to remind me tomorrow because I'm going to see you out at Goose. I'm going to have to take that item from you so I can bring it to the Crawfish Boil if you're not going to be there yourself.
Yeah, I won't be there. I'll be in taking a trip out to the Redwoods. My wife was like, hey, we got to go see those before we leave.
Beautiful, nice. Man. It's worth it.
That's a good time.
So we got to rewind a little bit. So that takes us out. Crawfish Boil, Monday, Memorial Day, 1 o'clock. Come early if you'd like. We'll be there. Don't worry about it. It's a great time. Bring kids, everybody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have two things on Saturday coming up. So one, we've got a flag plant, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh.
All the way out in Timbuktu, also known as Caldwell. So gentlemen out there have been working on an OTB and off the books for a minute. Building up steam, building up strength. They've gone through a couple of different locations. They've settled down at West Canyon Elementary, I believe. Is that correct? And they're planting flags on Saturday.
Nice.
So I know there are going to be AOs that are going to be closed. I know the gym is closing to support that. I don't know if the other Nampa Caldwell AOs are going to be closing, but I imagine they will be. So if you're on that side of the valley, head that way. All right, support that flag plant. Let those guys know that we love and appreciate them and get them rolling forward and start them off on the right foot.
Do we know the name of the AO?
I have heard some whispers. I don't know if this is official or not. So if I put this out here in the ether and it doesn't stick, you can blame me. But I heard this is going to be AO Duck Hunt.
I'm here for it.
If that silly looking dog does not end up on a t-shirt, I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, we have Goose Dynasty and Duck Hunt.
Uh huh.
We need like a face off, a battle. Yeah.
Q versus Q.
Yeah.
Are we putting beards on the line? That's what I want to see.
Losers shave their beard.
Well, then if Interceptor is basically Nevada, is Maple Park or Duck Hunt basically Oregon?
It always has been.
Okay, the logic applies.
So get out there. I know it's an 0600 start. So if you don't have that channel, make sure, since we broke out Slack, I know not everybody gets invited to every single channel now. So make sure you get in there, add the channel, look up, it's going to be in the OTB list before it changes into an AO. So you're looking for OTB Mallard Park.
Mallard Park. I said Maple Park.
Yeah,
Mallard Park.
All right. So that's where that's going to be. Go out and support. After that, at 0900 that Saturday at the Bellagio, the one and the only, we are having a 2.0 beatdown. So if you are in town, if you're not part of the crew that's going to be headed out of town to enjoy the camping weather and that launch of the outdoor season, and you got kids who are here in town, you're going to be around, bring your kids around. Get them an F3 name. They'll be running up and down the hill, I'm certain. You may or may not be carrying them at some point. So engage at your own peril.
Yeah, we got a lot going on Saturday.
We do.
That's pretty cool, because I remember a time when we were all painstakingly trying to make sure we didn't schedule something over another AO's event on a Saturday. And this just goes to show, like, the Starfish is working, right?
Absolutely.
The Starfish is we are diving deeper into our AO's and the relationship there, because we're going to have a crew out there at, you know, for a Saturday beatdown at Tower. Yeah. They're going to have a crew at that flag plant. They're going to have a crew at that 2.0 beatdown.
This is getting harder and harder to hit everything.
Yeah. Makes our job harder on the podcast. Well, you guys. I guess I'm dipping out at a good time.
So I guess that brings us to a point, and I'll reemphasize this at the end of the podcast as we sign out, that if you guys, if you're within your AOs and you have stuff that you want to announce to the region at large within, you know, your little piece of this pie, if you're just within City of Trees, High Desert, Settlers region, or if you want it out to the entire valley, send me a DM.
Yeah.
Send it to Cortana. Hell, send it to Doodle and make him call me. All right, and we'll get you your time here on the air. If you want a moment to be able to call in and talk about it, or you just want it announced, let us know, guys, because I can't be in every single channel. It's just impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without divorce being on the table. All right, Doodle, you got something coming June 7th.
Yeah, June 7th. So I am leaving. Yeah, but I wanted to get one last cue in, and I wanted to do it at my home AO out in Interceptor. And, you know, cues are hard to come by out there right now, which is a good problem to have. So I decided I'm going to do an OTB the Saturday before I leave, and D-Day is the day before. And I think Tater, he's going to run a D-Day workout on that Thursday. I'm going to keep in that same vein, and I'm going to run a Alabama World War II themed beatdown to honor the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
So they are from Alabama. I moved to Alabama and figured it was fitting. So come on out. I'm going to leave my last cue. We're going to probably go jump in the river and have some great PLC.
Heck yeah.
I'll take that in June.
Oh, yeah. We almost did it this morning. It was beautiful out.
So, guys, circle that date on your calendar. You know, if you guys know Doodle, I'm sure you guys know Doodle. He's been such a great pillar in our community since he's come aboard. Let's give him a proper send off by making him lead about 50 or 60 guys out there.
Heck yeah.
I'd love to see it. Same night, we got Bedpan is trying to organize a guy's night out of cigars at the Vault, downtown Meridian. So that'll also be June 7th. I believe it's going to be at 7 o'clock in the evening. So if you haven't been out there, it's a great spot. All right. It's a bar, cigars, outdoor seating, indoor seating. Should be a really great time. So if you got the time, come and hang. So that is recap. That is upcoming events done and dusted. Nice. Now we get into, again, my favorite part of the show. FNGs. And we got a grip of a voice.
I mean, it has been almost a month since you recorded.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Mr. Woodchuck. Blueprint. Straps. Brakes, and the brakes on the go might also be part of them. Met this gentleman this morning at gym. hang in there, brother. You got this, man. We love you. Keep coming.
See, straps is just, I'm just going to call them strings.
And so we got straps. Yeah. Sheets, strings, straps. That could be fun. Ransomware.
Yeah.
Mallory. Babe.
Ooh.
Hey, babe. Kiddie pool.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
Lockout. And we have two young gentlemen, twin brothers from Dallas, Texas. We have Olson and Nelson.
Perfect. I love that so much.
We're going for twins. I wanted to name the first brother Mary Kate.
Oh, that would be great.
I was voted down because we actually want him to come back.
Oh.
Olson's pretty good.
So we got That's Olson. Good. All right, after that, we got Keys. Kitten.
Whoa.
Grounder. Silicone.
What? Hold on. I want to know who named him and what the story.
I was wondering if we were going to slide past that.
No.
Maybe it's just the caulking.
Right. Totally yeah. Just that.
Right.
Frodo. Bye. Linux. And then out of CSOP. So we also had a National SLT gave us a visit.
Yes.
They came in and joined us at the beatdown there at the park, out there at the coop. And the actual FNG of the nation, Dark Helmet himself, had the pleasure of naming two gentlemen. One was an FNG, brand new guy, and he got the distinction of being named Pole Dancer. It's a great name. I don't believe we've seen him back. Anybody who knows Pole Dancer, please tell him to come please back. We love this guy.
Yeah, word of the wise, don't just warn your FNG not to say they'll do anything for money.
Yeah.
He was a great sport. He said, no, I want that name.
Yeah, he did.
We gave him the opportunity.
He doubled down.
And then those of you who have joined for cafeteria from either Tower or Rebel, you've probably met Doppler's father, his old man. He comes out. He doesn't post with us. Sometimes he'll join for coffee and cafeteria. And Dark Helmet felt that was worth recognition. And Melvin Mayer is now Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
So if you meet Doppler's dad, give him that honorific.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, that was a lot of FNG.
Yes, sir.
So we only have two VQs that I found out there in the Slacks. That would be Rambler out at Interceptor.
Yeah.
Leading his VQ on this past Monday. And then we have Wolverine up there in Edmonton.
Yeah, Wolverine.
So good work, gentlemen. Excellent work. And for the rest of you, I feel like our last round, we had a lot of FNGs the last time we recorded. We got a lot of FNGs here. I feel like there should be a couple more VQs in here.
Can we convert?
Yeah.
It's a good reminder for your AOQs out there. Come alongside your FNGs or your new guys, and let's get them leading.
Emotional headlocked them to get out here. Now emotional headlocked them to start leading. Remember, gentlemen, yeah. We are a leadership group. We are not just a workout group.
That's right.
Amen. So,
good word. All right. Time for some beatdown milestones.
Hey,
we got a good amount here. So we'll start with 100. We got Plucker.
Hey, great.
Yeah. Plucker's rounding out 100. That's pretty good. Pinafore.
Right.
Howley.
Yep.
Okay. And I think I pronounced that correctly.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Telemundo. Youngblood and Flipper.
Nice.
Right. So
I learned something about Howley because I wanted to be able to pronounce it correctly. And I think it's a derogatory name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so what the native Hawaiians call anybody who wasn't born in Hawaii.
I was like, oh, I am learning so much right now. So Howley, I've never met you, but at least when I do, I can pronounce your name properly.
Good dude.
All right. So at 200, we've got Rump Roast himself.
Hey.
And then Windbag hitting that 200. So Windbag, I know he comes out to Rebel. And I know he had some ankle or foot issues for a while. But he did hit that
good
200
to see him
beatdown.
Back. Everyone's going to owe Rump Roast a couple spinny side straddle hops.
Spinning bropies.
Spinning bropies.
And so we're going to skip right past 300. But we do have two 400 beatdown milestones. We've got Grout and Cheeks.
Nice.
Yeah, a couple of gemmers.
Yeah, a couple of the guys out. Gem. Coming up at 500, we've got our man Strings.
Nice. Yeah.
Strings in 500.
That's a lot of farts.
That is a lot. We could probably measure Strings' carbon footprint just on like methane alone. So we love the strings.
Sorry. Yeah, your legacy is more than that.
That's right.
But it's not only there.
And we're going to skip 600 to go to 700. And at 700, we've got Sheets hitting 700.
Oh,
and when I had to double and triple check this because I feel like we had just mentioned Sheets for 600.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we did in February.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's every other month.
So
this dude's on the list.
Between February and now, Sheets has clocked in another 100 beatdowns.
Yeah, the dude's going to crush me to 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Easily. So Sheets, nice job.
7 days a week.
You know who also is another 7 days? We are Grouts on another 7 days a week. Because I feel like we also just called him recently as well.
Oof. Yeah.
So, which means Henry probably is too.
True. No, we've got some guys that are putting in the work. So if you guys see any of these folks out there in the gloom, congratulate them. And just an awesome encouragement to keep going, be consistent.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So that concludes the normal business. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of what we want to talk about today. And of course, our man Doodle, being his last opportunity here for now, I'm just going to keep just sticking
it. good qualifier.
We open the floor to him, and it's like, so Doodle, what did you decide? What did you want to chat about? What words of wisdom did you want to leave us with here?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, as I've talked to many of you guys about, is that me and my family, we've moved a lot, right? And with each of those moves has come a different phase in our life, and each one has been different than the last, right? Each one has got a different level of growth, different challenges that came with them. No one in particular has been the best or better than the rest. They have been the best in certain ways, I would say. And so when my wife and I were reflecting on this, we celebrated 10 years of marriage this week, and we were reflecting on different periods in our life, going through pictures of when, you know, I've known my wife for, figured out last night, it was 19 years I've known her.
Wow.
Right. Married for 10 of those. We've been together for 16. And so going back and looking at pictures from when we were in high school, right? And then college, and then military days, and then starting having kids, and then Idaho, and we were kind of quantifying what we would call our Idaho time. And it was a period of a tremendous growth for our family. Both we added another child, and growth just both for her and I personally. But it also had its own challenges where I haven't seen my family in 2.5 years. So that's been a challenge there to get through. But it got me thinking, and I've thought about this, and I had this revelation reading biographies recently. I read a couple of biographies, and it was a revelation that we think of, you can think of a lot of great people out there, right? And when we think of those great people, we think they must have been great their entire lives, or they must have had, they woke up every morning and pissed greatness, or, you know, every moment was something incredible, right? But the reality is most of those people's life was somewhat mundane, probably, and or led up to a moment of greatness, right? We remember them for a season in their lives in which they were great. Look at, you know, you can look at Abraham Lincoln and say for that period of time where he was the president during the Civil War, it was a defining moment in his life, right? And you can look at other people and think to yourself, like, wow, that's a great person. It's like, oh, no, they had a moment of greatness where they stepped up and they were really great. And then you got to say, well, where's my moment of greatness? Every person is going to have that time, that segment, the season in their lives where they're going to have that moment of greatness, and they're going to have those seasons in life where they're not. And F3 is a great, you know, the whole Q source is built around, whether we realize it or not, is built around seasons in a man's life. Right, it's built around you get right, you lead right, you leave right, right? And those, there's no defined period of time in which those steps occur, or how, if there's a finite, is it a loop? Is it, you know, I get right one time, I lead right one time, I leave right one time? No. That's not how it works, right?
Definitively, no.
No, exactly. And so I've been spending a lot of time in the past couple weeks just reflecting on this thought of, what segment are you in, and how is that segment going to define your life? And then, you know, what does the next one hold? You know, maybe it's not going to be your greatest segment. I feel pretty confident in Alabama probably won't be my greatest segment. They come in from Idaho. I love Idaho. It's been amazing. We're riding this high of personal growth that we both had, my wife and I had out here. And maybe it won't be the greatest segment. Maybe it'll surprise. Maybe it will be. Maybe it's a stepping stone for a future season of greatness. I don't know. You know,
I think it's important to keep that door open. right? To not already write off an experience coming off of a good experience,
yeah,
right, or a future potential experience. You know, it's, and that's an important message too, I think, for younger guys coming up, the Gen Z, Gen Alpha generation, where so much of their lives are lived online, and what they see are people's highlight reels of their lives,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, like, to encounter something that's hard or transition in life or something that's just mundane is uncomfortable, and they don't know what to do, right? Because mm-hmm. the expectation is set. Oh, all these people have perfect lives. That's all I'm seeing on the internet. So I don't want to say we're older guys, but, you know, guys that didn't live their entire lives on the internet, to come alongside these guys and be like, hey, it's okay. Like, it's mm-hmm. okay to have a normal part of your life, or, you know, a mundane part of your life, or even a hard part of your life.
Biographies and autobiographies are just the OG highlight reel.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, so a couple of things there. You talk about biographies, and you talk about kind of this perception of, like, history is like the great man theory of history, mm-hmm. right? It goes from great man to great man, and that's how we tell stories.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, because those moments that those men and women achieved, and they met with adversity or with a time where, you know, they had to push through to achieve something, those are important, right? Those are the things that give us meaning, or we put ourselves in their shoes. You know, if I was in that position, how would I fare through that trial? And I think that's good to be thinking about that. Not all of us are meant to stand on the same stage as a Martin Luther mm-hmm. or a Martin Luther King or a Roosevelt, right? How many, you know, presidents we've had in that position. So, however, it doesn't minimize those moments, those points of inflection that you're going to find in your own life. I wrote down here those dark nights of the soul, you know, those things that fill that time in between. It's like we're all going to have those moments in our lives where we're now challenged and something's gone either wrong or there's an opportunity in front of us to be taken advantage of. And what have you done in the intervening time of your life mm-hmm. to prepare for that moment? All right, my grandfather, he used to say that luck was where opportunity and preparation met.
Ooh. I like that.
And that's what we're looking for, mm-hmm. right? And that's F3. We try to train men to become professionals in their own lives, to understand that, hey, you need to get right. And that means both body, mind, spirit, relationships. All those things need to be right, and you need to be accelerating them and improving them, because when these opportunities come along, or when these, you know, these road bumps, these speed bumps or these potholes come along and disrupt everything, you've got some fortitude to combat that with, to meet that with, to bring your own personality and the weight of who you are
mm-hmm.
to that moment. And who are you going to be? And that's what being professional in your own life is about. It's being prepared for the unexpected.
Yeah. And I think when I look at life as segments, right? Mm-hmm. Segments of your life have consequences for the next. They might be good consequences. They might be bad consequences. You're going to reap the mm-hmm. what you sowed.
So,
you know, previously, right? If you were not engaged as a father, right? You're not engaged as a father during that part of your life. Don't be surprised when your children are adults, they are not engaging back with you, right? If you're not taking care of your body in one segment of your life, be prepared to have an uphill battle to get your body in a good place later on.
Amen.
And then and then vice versa, you know, if you are sowing good things early on, it'd just be easier when you're faced with harder challenges, right? Or a period of injury, right? I struggle with periods of injury because I go, and I have a hard time resting later,
yeah.
You know? And that's, you know, that's one thing I often have talked about too. We did a lot of go in Idaho, right? We had a lot of time. We did a lot of things, and we're like, maybe this is our period of rest, you know? Because, you know, if I'm gonna draw upon a biblical example, you know, God calls us to rest on the seventh day, right? Periods of rest are important, right? Because you also, you know, and I don't take rest as being the wrong way, because I see Hooch smirking at me right now, right? But I guess I look at rest as a reset and look at and reprioritize what what you have going on in your life, right? Are we going to go, hey, we've been trying to do all these big adventures with the kids. Maybe are we going to go try and reprioritize maybe sports with them? A little less what, hey, we're doing, you know, maybe we do less of some of the like skiing. We love skiing as a family, right? But maybe we're trying to go get them into a more of a team sport down there, like kind of a reset where our priorities are. I don't know. It's just kind of thought as you transition from one segment of life into another. And I guess it's easy for me to look at them kind of black and white because of physically transitions and like physically moving.
But I mean, that's one of the crazy things. And we talk, you know, this idea of preparedness and being prepared for the unexpected. We don't know when those moments are going to come and they're going to get us, mm-hmm. right? We don't know when sickness is going to come into our family or the market changes and all of a sudden we've got a different career path, that we have hardship in our relationships, when we lose somebody in our lives. And these are typically like the big milestones that we throw up. You know, you talk about a biography. If we're writing our own biography, we all have those moments where I was at this point and it was great or it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Men are meant to be accelerating, right? There's no rest. It's just different.
Right.
The plate that we have to spin might change.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's good. Right. That's a right better
now,
way of saying that.
Yeah. I mean, right now, you have some different relationships in front of you here in Idaho, and you don't know what you're going to encounter there in Alabama. Oh, I mean, you get down there, and maybe you're going to have to work like hell to keep that career plate spinning because you've got more set out on your plate. You know, and maybe you get to refocus and reemphasize into your family as that grows and expands and your kids get older. But it's all going to happen together. Hmm. And it's not going to be on your terms.
No, no.
Right? And that's the big thing, man. Everybody is watching you write your own story and your own biography. And your kids, your wife, your friends. We all want to be a piece of it. And we all want to see it. So, I mean, somebody's always watching, man. Maybe it doesn't get put down, you know, ink to page, you know, what your biography is going to be. Steven Spielberg's probably not writing a movie about me. But my life has impact for the people who are proximate to me, the people that I choose to bring into my life and the things that I choose to have impact and effect on. And it should be positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I want. That's what I want my story to say, is that the people that knew me were positively impacted.
Yeah.
And I think starting, obviously with your kids, but starting as young as possible, like obtaining as much wisdom from people that have been there and done that beforehand, can bring a lot of value, right? So I think that's why the Blade Whetstone relationship is so important.
Yeah.
Right. I think of guys that have, you know, whose kids are late teens, you know, early 20s or going to college, or even folks whose kids are grown and have their own kids, like, man, I want to lean into those folks and learn what I can from them so that when the flux does hit, or, you know, these unexpected times in life or transitions or whatever, I have something to fall back on that's wise, something that I know has worked or that I've seen that's worked. Man, that Blade Whetstone relationship is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, find someone that's got that kind of experience, that's been there, done that, that maybe has even made those mistakes. Learn from that.
Go read their chapter of that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I think it's interesting when you don't always realize what chapter of your own book you're in until you've entered the next one. You're
That's
like,
true.
Well, that was a page of the book that flipped and I didn't even realize it. You know, I didn't even know that page had turned. I didn't know it closed one part of my own chapter of the story and started another one, you know? And you don't realize that sometimes until you're in a whole nother part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, not everything's going to end with an exclamation
point. No. Right? Sometimes it just quietly happened. You're like, oh, that happened. That doesn't happen anymore. Some of those things are quiet. That was a funny thing we were looking at. We're like, wow, we used to do, I don't know, something. You know, we'd be like, oh, wow, we used to do that all the time. What happened? You know, and it just at some point in time, something we enjoyed doing just kind of fell off.
Kids.
Yeah, kids happen.
Well, and then kids kind of become your marker of time, right? And then so they have their own chapters that kind of define then your own chapters. Mm-hmm. You know, things start to really kind of change and go a little sideways once you have kids, but in a good way. That sounds really bad, but, you know, they become your markers of time.
Yeah.
Amen. One, you know, it's another layer to your concentrica, and one that's pretty proximate to the center where you should be spending your time and energy and effort there. So,
I think a dangerous trap you can get into, though, when we're talking about reflecting on past chapters in your life, is not to lament the past.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because we've kind of found ourselves in thinking about some of the old things and that we used to do, some of the seasons of life that we went through, was we found ourselves like lamenting. It's like, oh man, I miss doing that, or we can't do that anymore, or and being like, well, no, like it's, you know, reflection should be both, you know, a celebration and also something should be an exercise you're doing to enhance where you're currently at, not necessarily a, what was me? My goodness, look at what you used to have. Now, I'm sure I'm going to have a different perspective when my kids are grown and I'm sitting there and we're like, my goodness, we had a beautiful life.
I'm going to paint a picture for you. So you guys who have kids, you know this movie well. The Lion King, right? The baboon, Rafiki, finds Simba, you know, later on in life, and he's running away from his past, and, you know, he's hanging out, he's just being a bro, when he has responsibilities and things that he should be picking up that he's not taking care of. And that damn monkey hits him in the head with a stick, right? Ah, yeah, that hurt. Well, yeah, the past can hurt, but we can run from it, or we can learn from it. And he swings the stick at him again, and he jucks, and, you know, and he figures it out. And it's like, first I'm going to take that stick. If you haven't watched The Lion King in a while, go back. All right, yeah, it's worth it.
We just watched it recently, and I was like, man, Simba was a bro.
Yeah,
100%. He was decelerating.
I was going to say, wow, Timon and Pumbaa are just those stoner guys. Yeah. Yes. That was totally. Hakuna Matata. Oh, wow. Whole new perspective.
They were just missing Grandma's basement.
That's right. But there you go. Have someone in your life that's a little more wise, a little older than you, that can hit you upside with that proverbial stick and say, hey, you need to get off your butt and do something.
There are so many times I look back at decisions that I made or didn't make in my life, and it's like, God, that was such a mistake. And yeah, I mean, you can either wallow in it and blame yourself for it and feel that guilt and shame, or you can learn from where you've been and decide that's not where you want to end up, and that's not the choice that you want to make when you're given that opportunity to make a better decision the next time.
I think, too, another thing is when we think about reading other people's stories, seeing their highlight reels, is I mean, there kind of are quite a few people who are in their lives are sitting there waiting. They're waiting for that great thing to happen, that great moment, their moment of the shine, rather than going and chasing it. And so you got people who are, when we're looking at segments of life and they're in a complacent place, you know, there's people, when I look at them, they're doing one of two things. They're either living in their past and they're not moving past it. They're not learning from it. They're lamenting it. Or they're just waiting for something to come to them, the greatness to come to them. You're talking about the acceleration and talking about different chapters of your life, you know, you have to be actively chasing and moving and accelerating, you know, the buzzword of F3.
Yep.
You're constantly accelerating through your book, right?
Yeah.
You know, you could have a 2-page autobiography, you know, was born, sat around and waited for things to be, you know, happen, and then died.
Things happened.
Things happened in between.
And yeah. No, there are three types of people in this world, right? There are people who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who wonder what in the hell just happened.
Yeah. That's good.
Right? So they're
never heard that one.
That's yeah. So there are people who make things move, people who watch them happen, and people who just don't participate. So you don't be that dude who's sitting on the sideline. Yeah. Right? Don't wonder what's happening in your life. You need to know. You need to be a professional in your own life and make it go in the direction that you want it to and that you need it to, so you can reap the things that you want to build within your life and be purposeful.
And we all like different kind of books, right? Different kind of autobiographies or biographies might get you going, right? So like I grew up on like a lot of war books, right? You know, different generals, different periods of time. Wife grew up on like Little House on the Prairie, right? So like so what greatness looks like to her is very different than what greatness looks like to me, right? In terms of things that could happen in my life that would be awesome. Like,
you're a boy, she's a girl.
Oh, yeah. But even amongst men, like, I don't know, like dying a glorious death in battle is epic greatness. Mother may not. He's like,
Depends on who's standing behind you, man. Yeah.
So as we're looking out and comparing our chapters of our lives, right? We talk about the whetstones and looking at what chapters have other people been in. What can I learn from them? Not falling into the trap of comparing yourself to other people's phases of life that they're in. And you see that a lot with people who are experiencing success and people who are experiencing periods where they're maybe less successful, right? You know, comparison is the thief of joy, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, comparison is also a means of deceleration, right? If you're not harnessing that in a way of, what can I learn from that? What can I do differently? And if it's just like, well, they were given this opportunity, and I wasn't. That's why they're having great. And you talk about, you know, luck is opportunity that meets preparedness, you know? And you might be the individual who needs to be there being the cheerleader for the person who is experiencing great acceleration in their life right now. Knowing that, you know, with the right preparedness, your time is going to hopefully come. And if you've already experienced that moment of that chapter of your life, making sure you're helping prop up other people so that they're accelerating into that.
That's a good word.
So I want to kind of start wrapping up this conversation, put a metaphorical bow on your time here in F3 Boise Doodle, and just reflect on it a little bit, kind of what I've seen. Because I was there at your first beatdown. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there at your last one here for now. I just want to tell you, just from me to you, like what it's meant and what I've seen. You coming to us kind of in the grip and at the beginning of your journey into sobriety, closing, you know, a chapter of your life, mm-hmm. and opening up a new one. Just the acceleration that I've seen, and you coming in and lighting men on fire and making them want to be better and move forward. I know that you've been participating in a number of groups kind of off the books of guys who are also working through their own journey to sobriety and helping those men. I particularly remember, you know, in a morning a couple of years ago, had a hellacious night through Grow Ruck. And we ended up that morning, man, and the sunriser at the top at Table Rock. And a couple of gentlemen just spoke to us what their journey through F3 had been like. And then you stood up and you shared what F3 had meant to you. And it was kind of one of my first exposures to just like the massive potential for impact of what we do, you know, can have, where we can move this and where we can take men with us and where we can help people find that higher purpose and build a better life, that this isn't a workout group. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we can go out there and just thump our chest and say, hey, look at this great thing that I do, that we can have impact on other men. And through having impact on other men, we have impact on families and generations and full family trees. And that's what I've seen in you here. So you talk about moving through periods of your life and hoping that you're moving into kind of a little more restful period. Like, I just don't see that.
No, I don't see that. I can be wishful thinking it ain't going to happen.
It's going to be different, right? Yeah. It's going to be in a different place, and just the acceleration is going to look, it's going to look a little different, but you're going to find men to mentor, bring in your wing. You're going to strengthen your own preparedness and your own family. And it's going to be an amazing thing to see.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't stand on top of a mountain and cry in front of a bunch of dudes again.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen again.
That was a moment.
I can't wait to see the kind of story that you write. Yourself. And it ain't done here.
No, I wasn't at your first beatdown. But I remember when I first met you and first interacted with you, it's like, who is this? This guy's got so much energy. And then you moved into you moved into F3 leadership, and your role is first FQ. I was like, man, we've captured lightning in a bottle, like with Doodle. And Hooch, you talked about the different kinds of people. Doodle, you are the kind of man that makes things happen. And I very much appreciate that about you. You're super dependable. You're faithful. You say you do what you're going to say you're going to do. And man, you do it all with a smile on your face. So it's been a joy being able to be in the gloom with you and to serve alongside you and to be pushed by you, because I hated your 3S2T benchmark test.
Everybody did.
But I needed that. And it was the mental toughness part of that that really highlighted for me where I needed to get better. So I credit you for that.
I appreciate it.
So we're going to miss you.
Yeah. We talk about the leave right. Yeah. So get right, live right, lead right, leave right. And that's about leaving legacy behind. All right. Taking guys under your wing, training them, making them better than they were before so they can carry on the things that you know are important. This is going to be one of those things, right? The stuff we're sharing, podcast isn't going anywhere. This is something, again, this was your baby. This was made through your own initiative and volition. I'm happy to have been a part of it, and I'm going to be happy to be a part of it moving forward. So make sure you stay subscribed, because
oh yeah,
again, this is a piece of your legacy, and this wouldn't exist, right, if it weren't for you. So I greatly appreciate that.
Well, thanks. I hope that if I leave anything behind, you know, here, I really enjoy doing this podcast, everybody, and it really stemmed out of Grow Ruck too, is in this, some of those conversations we were having. And I hope you guys keep doing awesome CSOPs. Those are my highlights of my F3 time. We're just doing CSOPs with you guys. I heard Longtime wants to take on the 16-hour sundown beatdown. I really hope that still happens.
Oh yeah, I got about a month or so. We're going to be carrying a log from one side of Meridian to the other. So don't you worry.
Well, Hooch and I aren't the only ones that have things to say about you, Doodle, and I wanted to share that with you.
Oh no,
live.
Remember the part I said I didn't want to cry in front of?
Then don't cry.
Oh dear.
But okay, my goal was to have this be like 3 or 4 minutes. It's 14 minutes long. So
my word.
We're going to all watch this together. And for those of you that are listening, you can't watch it. But maybe with Doodle's permission, we'll post it on Slack. But everyone will be able to hear it.
So hold on to your butts,
hey,
F3
Doodle,
Boise.
I just wanted to say it's been great knowing you and having you around the F3 Boise area. I always knew you were going to be special when we did the Tunnel of Love for your first beatdown, and you stuck around through it. Anyways, brother, gonna miss you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Rocket Man.
Hey, Doodle, it's Flea Fly. Gonna miss you, man. It's good to see you overcome your battle, take on some demons, and come out victorious. But don't forget us. Come back. Let's grind. See you in the gloom, man.
Well, when you mentioned Doodle, the first thing that comes to mind for me is Grow Ruck. It was really great to have him by my side during that super rough night, knowing that whenever I needed him, he would be there, taking that extra sandbag, working hard to help me out, and vice versa. And I think that was even more special and meaningful if you think about it in the context of F3. I was the cue when Doodle first posted, had him go through the Tunnel of Love.
Yep.
But just the idea of, you know, having a guy that starts and a few months down the road is going to be the one supporting you when things get super hard. I've been impressed with you, Doodle. Really, really a super him. And I'm sure that you're going to do great wherever life takes you. And your next F3 region will be blessed to have you with them. See you next time.
Doodle, thank you so much for everything that you brought to F3. It's been a pleasure getting to know you over the last couple of years. You're positive energy, your consistency, and your spirit have really impacted all of us here. You're going to be sorely missed at F3. We're wishing you all the best in your next chapter of life. And just remember, we're all here rooting for you, man.
Hey, Doodle, this is Longtime. Hey, I've really enjoyed working out with you and learning from you here in F3 Boise. We're going to miss you. I hope that your family does great at your new site, and thanks again for your mentorship and friendship. It's been great. Take care.
We're only 2.5
What's
minutes
up,
in.
I just want to create a quick video just to let you know how much we're going to miss you here. My favorite memory looking back was obviously the CSOP we did with the sunrise to sunset beatdown. It was just awesome to be out there with you and see you put together something like that. Good luck, man. Keep in touch.
I love Doppler's background.
You're a freaking stud. It's been awesome knowing you. I'm going to miss you. You're definitely a man amongst men. I have a lot of respect for you. The way you've led and the way you've poured into F3 has been freaking awesome. Good luck. I don't know how often I'll ever be in Alabama, but I plan.
I don't blame you.
Doodle, I'm very happy that you were my first cue ever and my first beatdown with F3 at Backyard, where you gave me my lovely name and sufficiently debilitated my legs for several days after.
That was a
rough one. Your leaving is definitely going to have an impact on F3 Boise, and your loss of your presence is definitely going to be felt. I know I'm not speaking for myself when I say that.
Loss, I'm not dying.
For me personally, I'm happy to call you my friend, and I'm proud to be your friend. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Doodle, you know we've loved having you out and enjoyed you through the time that you've been here in Boise, and welcome you into F3, and excited for the next adventure. We'll be saving your spot back here when you come back and when you come visit. So we love you, man. Safe travels.
For now.
Doodle, it was an honor knowing you. We're going to miss you a lot, brother. I just want to say one thing, though. We love you. We love you. Even though you never made it out to Rice.
What's up, Doodle? Love and respect, dude. I wish you the best in everything that you're doing. I appreciate you, dude. You've been one of the high impact males for me that kept me coming out and, you know, gave me inspiration to do things. And yeah, you know, I appreciate you, man.
I think Charger doubled down his first like 3 beat downs.
Hey, Doodle, Family Guy here. Just wanted to thank you for everything you've done to bolster the F3 community here in Boise. And thanks for also being a huge inspiration to all of us. I know you've really wrestled with some demons, and it's been actually really cool to see you slay those demons and become a better man, a better father, a better husband. And I've been so proud of you, and I've learned a lot from you too, and we're really going to miss you. And I wish you the best of luck down south, and I hope you'll come back and visit us again soon.
I will.
Doodle, a good memory for me, man, is that you are always the front of the pack. So you lead in every way, and I pray that you continue to do so as you go. So, see you in the gloom, buddy. Keep leading. Bye.
I remember getting a call from somebody and saying, hey, I got this guy going to call you. I think his name's Tyler or something. And I was driving down the road, and I got the phone call almost immediately afterwards. And it was a guy named Tyler. And talked to him for a bit. Told him I'd meet him at the gym for the workout. He showed up the next morning wearing a Team RWB shirt. Rocket Man was the cue. Rocket Man saw that red, white, and blue shirt and called him Yankee Doodle. Named him Yankee Doodle. And somehow Doodle successfully shed that Yankee and just went straight to Doodle. And the rest has been pretty much history.
It's been just saying Yankee Doodle the whole time.
I remember calling that guy back and saying, please send me more. This guy's one of the coolest guys I've ever met. And Doodle, we're going to miss you. Made such an impact on F3 Boise, made such an impact on me. I won't drink sun tea ever again without thinking of you. I know that. Miss you. Love you, brother. Godspeed, and we'll see you soon.
Doodle, bro. Sucks that you're leaving us. Definitely going to miss your right-on-time cues and your brutal beatdowns. I still tell the story about the when people complain about being cold, I still tell them about the time that you queued in your Ranger panties and it snowed and you put us in the snow for snow angels.
Australian time. Snow angels.
Definitely going to miss having an inside source at the NCB.
Yeah.
Still using your parking pass. Wish you the best of luck in Bama. And hope you can come visit us again soon.
No snow angels, brother. In Bamba.
Doodle.
Oh, that's Wonka. Wow.
Wonka here.
Oh,
I just want to say thanks for the inspiration. Thanks for pushing me. Thanks for being there. You're a great dude, and Boise is going to, we're going to miss you. Take it easy, brother.
Doodle, brother.
I was here the first day that you came out to F3. I knew you were going to be something awesome then. And there's something that you need to know as we prepare to say goodbye to you for now. It's, you've done amazing things. And you've come so far and journeyed and made so much impact. And I know you're going to continue with it, that this ain't going to be the end. And we're going to have you around for a long, long time. Man, I mean it. We wouldn't have the podcast without you. There'd be no stuff we're sharing without Doodle. I want you to know I'm proud to call you my brother. And I love you, man. And I will see you in the gloom.
Love it to you,
Doodle. Boy. This sheet's out here at the gym where you started April 11th, 2023, originally named Yankee Doodle. awesome memories of you. Being out here in the gloom for me, pushing me, whether it be from Grow Ruck, CSOP, the 16 hours to 25 mile ruck, you're always there, always leading, making me a better man. I know that's the same for so many other guys out here. Thanks for all that you've done and look forward to seeing what happens. Keep carrying those boats.
Doodle, you've blasted my ass so many times. I'll never forget you, brother.
Perfect.
Hey, Doodle, what's up? It's Bedpan. Hey, man, I just wanted to say thank you for putting all the work in. I appreciate you making F3 Boise what it is, bro. Real quick, Doodle story that I really appreciate. One of the most fun beatdowns ever was up at Tower. You had us pushing your car, dude. It was hilarious. We had everybody taking turns, switching, driving your car. Pulling out, long time didn't know how to drive. That killed everybody.
He did.
It was super memorable. Thank you for encouraging me to lead my own prayers out after COT as well. It's really pushed me in my faith journey. So, good luck with everything, man. I love you, bro, and you'll be in our prayers. Thanks so much.
Hey, Doodle, we are gonna miss you, man. Your story of sobriety and getting out to F3 and having your your M not believe that you could stay sober. I remember hearing that story at a 30 and 30 at Tower. Hang on. That was really moving. Also, your story was really moving. Have a great trip.
Strange. Hey, what's up, Doodle? It's hard to quantify the impact that you've had on this area and this region, but I appreciate everything you've done for me and everything you've done for the PAX. I appreciate the way that you've held me accountable in the past, the way you've encouraged me and pushed me, the 10-minute AMRAP at the end of your 3S2T benchmarking test.
Almost no angels. In that. Yeah.
All those crazy things that you've brought to the table. Appreciate the man that you are and the leader that you are. So you'll be sorely missed, and best wishes for your next stage of life, and you're always welcome back. So we'll see you in the gloom.
Appreciate you.
Hey, Doodle man, it was a pleasure getting to know you, and I'm entirely grateful for all of the great things that you have given to F3 Boise. You'll be forever remembered here, especially every single time somebody is complaining and dying from a workout of Doodle Blasters. I wish you the best of luck going forward, and please don't be a stranger. You will always be a member of F3 Boise. Love you, bro.
Amen.
Doodle, what's up, buddy? We're going to miss you so much, man. Best of luck to you. You brought so much to F3 Boise, and your leadership extends far beyond, man, what you brought to just F3 Boise out into the community. Your amazing husband and father to those boys. But best of luck, man. We will remember and cherish the Doodle Blasters forever and ever. But good luck in Alabama, man. We love you. Take care.
They were originally Butt Blasters.
Doodle. Man, right. One of the things that surprised me most about F3 is the quality of the men. And you are no exception. You are a man of honor. You encourage, you challenge, and it has been a delight and pleasure to suffer alongside you in this brief period that we had together. Wishing you the best in Alabama, and hoping you can find your way back to the Boise area sometime soon.
Me too.
Well, Doodle, my friend, time to say goodbye for now. Those words are tough. difficult to say. There's a lot of things that we're going to miss about you and having you around. You know, Moxie Java is just not going to be the same. No one lights up the room when they realize that there's blueberry pancake coffee on tap that day. I don't know who else can get Rump to load a 150-pound sandbag into his car before the beatdown and not show up to a beatdown. Not many people can convince Rump to do that. But you were damn good at that.
Never twice.
And I'm going to miss our friendship. Conversations, the jokes.
Oh, Tater's gonna make me cry.
He's fighting it back too.
But just know we're always here for you. Phone call away. I love you.
I was not emotionally prepared for that.
I've woke up so many mornings with my ass so sore from the doodle blasters. He gets me every time.
Oh, my word.
And that is from the PAX with love. To
Well, thank you, everybody. I was, oh, wow. How did you pull that off?
You know, guys were incredibly gracious. And, you know, I asked for a 10 to 15 second clip. I feel bad for the guys that actually tried to stay within the 10 to 15 seconds.
There were other guys like
minute and a half. Oh, man. But I didn't want to trim any of it down. I wanted it to just be raw and have everyone say how much they appreciate you.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Oh, wow. I'm terrible at taking those things.
Too bad.
Oh, man. Well, then, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I guess
is that it?
So, boys.
I don't know.
So, boys out there in this greater F3 area, when you see this man, I want you to tell him what he meant to you. All right? Say goodbye with class and style. We're going to send him out well into this next adventure, and we're going to see him again. So,
that's right.
This has been James Whitman, 41, Hooch.
Garrett Marsall, 37, Cortana.
And Tyler Giller, 32, Doodle.
Doodle.
Doodle signing off.